the Public News Service Daily Newscast for February the 18th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced Monday he's committing $10 billion to fight climate change. He calls it the biggest threat to our planet. That from our friends at NPR. They report Bezos says the funds will go toward the creation of the Bezos Earth Fund. He describes it as a global initiative that will fund scientists, activists, NGOs, and any effort that offers a real possibility to help preserve and protect the natural world. An important deadline for the 2020 election is upon us. Today is the final day to register for Ohio's March 17th primary election. That's when voters will narrow the field of candidates on the November ballot for the presidential race, as well as the state's 16 congressional seats.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose encourages all voters to ensure their registration is current. He explains state law requires the Secretary of State to direct local boards of elections to cancel voter registrations that have gone 6 years without activity, or if a voter has not responded to registration confirmation mailer sent in the mail.
Those are things that we're required to do, but I'm working to try to modernize that process because the current process is rather antiquated. We can do a lot better in the year 2020 when it comes to maintaining accurate data. But the right to vote also includes the responsibility of keeping your registration information up to date.
About 460,000 voters were purged from Ohio's rolls in 2019, primarily due to inactivity. Voters can register to vote or update a registration address online at voteohio.gov or in person at a local board of elections. Tomorrow, February 19th, early voting starts for the March primary. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
Senator Elizabeth Warren became the first presidential candidate after the New Hampshire primary to visit Virginia last week. Here's Diane Bernard.
Virginia is one of the top four states holding primaries on Super Tuesday, with 99 delegates available. The Massachusetts senator pumped up a crowd of more than 4,000 at Wakefield High School's gym in Arlington Thursday night. First, she slammed billionaire opponent Michael Bloomberg's comments about discriminatory housing practices. Then she talked about the importance of the Commonwealth to her campaign.
We've heard from two states. We got 55 states and territories ready to go. You all are a Super Tuesday state, and that means the road to the White House runs right through Virginia.
Supporters of the rally seem to be optimistic Warren could round up a large enough share of delegates on Super Tuesday, March the 3rd, to keep the campaign alive. 15 states and territories are holding primaries on Super Tuesday. This is PNS. Voters in Wisconsin will head to the polls today for the spring primary election. They will not be voting for presidential nominees, but they will consider candidates for local office.
Today's primary covers races in several cities for mayor, city council, and school boards. Some county executive seats are up for grabs, too. The nominees will then move on to the April 7th election. That's the same day Wisconsin voters will get their say in the presidential primaries. Reed Magny with the Wisconsin Election Commission says while every person has the right to refuse to take part, turnout for these elections tends to be lower.
Turnout in Wisconsin, especially for a spring primary, tends to be low, maybe 10, maybe 20% at the very most of the voting age population.
Many political scientists have long stated that local races can have more of a direct impact on a voter's quality of life. Mike Moen, Public News Service.
And the Louisville Metro Council has voted to commit to reaching 100% renewable energy for city operations within the next two decades. Here's Nadia Romligon.
The resolution says the city will work to shift public transit and other operations to run on clean energy, such as electricity and solar power. The Metro Council voted 15-4 in support of the resolution. Director of Advanced Planning and Sustainability for Louisville Metro, Gretchen Milliken, says the city already has been focused on reducing its carbon emissions footprint.
We have done an emissions reduction plan. We're in the last phases of pulling together our climate adaptation plan, and these, you know, kind of lay out strategies for our city of how we are both going to be reducing our emissions, but also strategies of how we are going to be dealing with the climate change that is inevitably coming our way.
Milliken adds that Louisville's summer temperatures are projected to rise between 7 and 12 degrees in the next half century.
Finally, our Eric Gladys reports that Nebraska ranked 48th nationally for getting students from low-income families the fuel they need to start the school day and ready to learn.
Crystal Fitzsimons with the Food Research and Action Center, the group behind the annual school breakfast scorecard, says Nebraska's state coffers also missed out by not ensuring that at least 70% of kids who participate in reduced price or free school lunch programs also get breakfast. If Nebraska had met that target,
33,000 students would have eaten a nutritious breakfast in Nebraska last school year, and that would have meant about an additional $9.5 million coming into the state of Nebraska to help support good nutrition for their students.
Fitzsimon says states with better rankings generally have improved community eligibility requirements.
Nearly 58,000 Nebraska students did participate in the student breakfast program in the 2018-2019 school year. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. We're online at publicnewsservice.org.